AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire. We're learning more about the gunman who killed two people and wounded five police officers in a pair of shootings over the weekend in Copenhagen, Denmark. Police sources say the 22-year-old man had been released from jail just 2 weeks ago. AP's Carl Ritter reports from Copenhagen that the shooter had a long history of violence.
Authorities at this point have only described the gunman as a 22-year-old born in Denmark and with a history of crime, of violence, and weapons violations, and also connections to local gangs. Denmark Security Service said he may have been inspired by the terror attacks by Islamic extremists in Paris last month, but at this point they have not released his identity.
Other sources do identify the man as Omar Abdel Hamid El Hussein. He was killed in a shootout with police. A Danish court today ordered two suspected accomplices held for 10 days, but the prime minister says there are no signs that the gunman had links to a wider terror network. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.